My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 6th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday to you.
It is a Football Friday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Jason Bishop is here.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. And Eric Bickle getting settled in.
Morning. Yeah, sorry, I had a morning appointment with the toilet that I had to get in.
Those can be urgent early in the morning. I know your hustle.
Well, and you know, I'm usually a fairly regular guy, and I don't want to gross everyone out, but it had been like 2 days or so.
That's trouble.
I think I left about 3 pounds of my body over there. I mean, it's unbelievable what just happened.
Yeah, that's not great.
It was getting to the, but I knew, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be gross, but I'm not going to try to be gross. I'm not trying to be gross, but the essence of it is gross. Is, remember when the crab, jumbo crab cake guys came in yesterday?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, what was it called? Jumbo crab cake?
Jumbolumpcakes.com is where you find them online.
Right.
They're the Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company, I believe, is their official title.
So, right. Out of Manassas.
Yes.
So when the sweaty sales guy came up to me and he shook my hand.
He's very nice, by the way. I've already forgotten his name.
I know, he's very
such
nice.
A nice guy.
But he
Christian.
He was just a little sweaty.
You know, that is a name I will remember.
Yeah. Christian?
That name just kind of jumps out.
Yeah. Yeah. So Christian came up and he was really happy because, you know, we really gave his client a lot of
we gave a push.
Juice.
It's good, yeah.
And he came up and he shook my hand, and as soon as I shook his hand, a little fart squeezed out.
Of him or you?
Me.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, those kinds of things were happening for the last 24 hours. Like,
the warning signs.
I was like, I got a duty. I don't know why, but
it was kind of like tremors before.
It was
like
having tremors.
Yeah.
And I was like,
there's a minor tremor that hit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is a sign.
I know that sounds gross.
Yeah.
But it was happening to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm squirting out these little farts and I can't go to the bathroom.
This is a lot for the first segment.
What are your thoughts there, Jason Bishop?
I'm trying not to think about it.
I thought you missed part of the show yesterday.
Hold on, say it again.
I thought you missed part of the show yesterday. Go to the bathroom.
Just potty.
Just
that's the longest pee ever.
I
gone for like 8 minutes, I thought.
Yesterday? I did?
Yeah.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure. I would bet on yes.
I actually don't think I did, but if you... I'm just saying.
All right, we got it.
All right. I'm just saying.
We understand.
Just saying.
All right, we start off with some duty talk. We got a lot on the show today. Joe Maloney's going to join us. He is the Vice President of Communications for the American Gaming Association. We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, talk Beetlejuice, as he gives us
it's
his
called
movie
Beetlejuice.
Review.
It's not called Beetlejuice 2. It's called Beetlejuice Beetlejuice.
Correct.
That's why I said Beetlejuice Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Right, right. I'm just kind of clarifying.
It's setting up for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Right.
Because it's going to do crazy numbers at the box office, and then they'll make a third.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Kevin about that. John Feinstein joins us at 8, and Scott Abraham, who covers the Commanders, will jump on at 9 o'clock. It is our first Football Friday, but we need to start with recapping Thursday Night Football. Chasen Bishop, did you even stay up past the first quarter? Because this was delayed due to weather.
I know, and I was bitter. I watched the first quarter. That's all I could do.
That was devastating news, by the way. Like, I was on Twitter. I took a walk with my wife and my dog, like, right up to about 8 o'clock. And I was like, oh, I only have 20 minutes to get to game time.
Right.
Look at Twitter, and I see the biggest lightning strike happening outside Arrowhead Stadium. And I was like, oh, now we have to wait till 8:40, 8:45-ish.
Yep.
Just a soul crusher when that happens.
I know. I was thinking about Matt Myers because Matt Myers, I assume, stayed up for the entire game.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure what time it ended.
Oh, it ended late because...
Midnight.
I made the stupid mistake of, I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to watch the first half, go to bed, get caught up with what happened in the second half. I can't do that.
No.
I laid down, phone right beside my head.
You keep checking.
Just lighting up the room with my phone every 5 to 7 minutes, right, getting updates. And then, like, midway through the fourth, I just said, this is dumb. And I turned my phone sideways and went to YouTube TV and just watched the end on my phone.
How would you put it on the TV? Don't you have a TV in the bedroom?
My wife is there. Making a ruckus. I'm just disturbing everybody's sleep. I should have just gotten up and went downstairs and watched.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
Well, I stayed up and watched the whole game.
I know you did.
It came down to the last play.
Yeah.
The play before maybe doesn't get publicized as much. Like, if you're just waking up watching highlights, I don't know if they show that in the highlight package. Mm-hmm. First of all, the Ravens had to get a stop, which they did, because they were down 10. It looked like the Chiefs were wrong with. They were down 10. But the Ravens get a field goal to close it to a touchdown game. They've got to stop the Chiefs, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
Not much time left. They only have one timeout. Lamar drives them down the field. There's about 15 seconds left. He gets pressured, and then he has, believe it was Zay Flowers.
It was Zay Flowers.
Open in the end zone, and he misses him.
Did he drop it, or was it?
No, it was like, I think it was a miscommunication or just a missed throw, because Lamar was scrambling right.
Yeah.
And Zay was cutting in the end zone, and then I think he just put on the brakes for a second, and then Lamar threw it a little bit behind him. I think it was just a weird chemistry thing between the two of them, and he tried to hit him, missed him.
I didn't see that play.
Yeah.
But he was wide open in the back of the end zone, so he missed him. But then he makes a spectacular play to Isaiah Likely.
That was a great throw.
And it looked like Isaiah Likely had his... I mean, at first glance, it looked like he had his feet down in the end zone.
Your first
and I'm still not even sure, because somebody pointed out, if you have cleats on, like the toes go up.
Is grasping. That explanation's a grasper, because
but your
from
feet
all
sink
the replays,
down.
Every
you can
close
see
up.
His big long foot, a little sliver of his cleat, is on the white line.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they're going to call that out every single time.
But, I mean, it's just great to have the NFL back on. It comes down to the last play. Chiefs end up winning the game.
How long was that throw from Jackson to Likely?
15 yards.
Touchdown? It was
They were from the 10.
They were like 10 yards.
Yeah. 10 yards.
I went to bed, and midway through the second quarter, because I was just getting tired. I'd play golf all day, whatever. And I'll be honest, I love Lamar. I think Lamar's great. What was he, unanimous MVP? I mean, he's super talented. I got nothing negative to say about him.
His numbers were really good last
night. Yeah, amazing game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Valdez, you can speak to this better than me, because I haven't watched him a lot. I didn't love that offense in the first half.
Well, the first half, I believe.
The first half, I did not like the approach.
His air yards in the first half.
It might have been negative.
No, they're 0.8 per attempt.
Yeah.
Ball is traveling in the air. For the people that don't know what air yards is, that's the amount of distance it travels in the air between the quarterback and the receiver.
So is that a feature of his offense, Valdez, or is that just a weird first half?
It's not quite accurate, Cakes, the way you're describing it. because it is traveling more than 0.8 yards from his hands to the receiver. Right. It's from the line of scrimmage to where it ends up.
Same thing. What were you going to say, Valdez?
Is that last year, I think Lamar was either first or second in air yardage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just...
That was a weird way the first half played out.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. The play calling, and the play calling because the offensive line is in shambles.
Right.
They replaced three offensive linemen.
So they're trying to get rid of the ball quickly.
They replaced three offensive linemen, and they were getting manhandled all game long.
Right.
And I don't. And by the time the play developed, he had Chris Jones in his face.
Right. Chris Jones.
I mean, it was bad.
Okay, so cool. So that's just a unique thing. They're working out the linemen.
They're trying to not get him killed.
It makes sense. I wish Bieniemy had done that last year, but I'm watching it and I'm going, ooh, I don't like this offense, but I didn't know that subtext.
Oh, he also ran a lot last night.
Yeah, he did. My Derrick Henry anytime touchdown score hit.
It did hit, but that game script was bad for Derrick Henry last night.
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to put up
If the Ravens are trailing in games, it's going to be a lot of Justice Hill out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that they win most of their games. They had the best regular season record last season. They're going to win a lot of games. They were playing the defending Super Bowl champs.
They'll have better scripts going forward for him where he gets 18 or 20 carries in a game.
I still think he's the pickup of the offseason, one of them.
He could score 15 or 20 touchdowns in that offense.
I think so. I think he will.
What was his total rushing yards? Like
47 or something? Yeah.
46. 13 carries for 46 yards. Lamar ran the ball 16 times.
He was just...
For 122 yards.
He
put up 30 fantasy points against me last night.
Yeah.
I saw this funny graphic on Twitter last night about the way that they were describing Lamar losing weight, and it was just some huge guy scrambling. Like, they were acting like he was a totally different person. Like, he's so much faster because he lost, whatever, 10 pounds? Mm-hmm. He wasn't a big fatty last year.
He lost 20 pounds.
No, but it does make a difference.
20 pounds?
It makes a difference. It's very, very noticeable how quick and how twitchy he is.
He's down to, what, 205 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very noticeable this year compared to last year.
And by the way, on the other side, Xavier Worthy, he's already a star.
Mm-hmm.
That guy...
Well, he can run.
I mean, that end around. Now, part of it was blocked immaculately.
Perfectly, yeah, right.
I mean,
was he even touched?
He might have been touched a little bit, but then when he got into the second and third levels, it was just over.
Yeah, there was one guy who was mauling, I guess, a linebacker, just shoved him back about 15 yards.
So, but his speed is eye catching.
And then he wasn't guarded on his receiving touchdown.
There was a lot of joning on the Bills. The Bills got a lot of shrapnel because they allowed the Chiefs.
They took Coleman.
To trade and obtain Xavier Worthy, who's already a weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is scary.
Well, let's see. I mean, Coleman might be a good player, too.
No, of course. But at first takeaway is...
But you'd rather have the speed.
Good selection by the Chiefs.
They wanted the size as opposed to the speed that Worthy gives you.
It's nice to see that it may translate, because a lot of times those guys are like the fastest at the combine, new record breakers. Yeah. They kind of don't really
pan out. John Ross, who ran the super fast 40? Yeah,
they're kind of like one-trick ponies that don't really pan out. So it'd be great if this one pans out.
I had Isaiah Likely on my bench yesterday. Cakes told me 99% of the people that Isaiah Likely on their fantasy teams had him on the bench.
Right.
Nine catches for 111 yards. Now, he did have a little bit of stat padding at the end, although it was a very important drive. They're down by 7, but they were allowing early in that drive, if you watched
the last drive.
Well, Lamar was throwing quick passes
to Likely, who had run out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of giving him 7-yard gain.
Well, he's a weapon.
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
He's a weapon,
he's just denigrating Isaiah Likely's performance.
No, I'm just saying that's where it was. I don't understand why you're laughing.
I know, but
you're calling it stat padding. They're driving 80 yards.
Do you listen?
They're down 7.
I listen very well.
I said it was kind of stat padding, but it was an important drive.
It's not really stat padding.
Meaning that they're just giving them, they're giving him those passes. They're essentially playing like a prevent defense.
I think stat padding is if you're down 17 with 3 minutes left.
That was a game on the line type of drive. Yeah. I don't understand JP's tack there, but whatever.
It is what it is.
He put up big numbers. It was surprising. And Mark Andrews was not much of a factor.
And Kelsey's numbers obviously were poop.
They were not great.
What do you have, 4 targets?
I think so.
Yeah, 3 catches, 30 yards.
Is he just slowed down? That's what it is?
I think he gets doubled. He's a clear out guy.
Mm.
a lot of times.
But Rashee Rice put up 17 points.
Yep.
He's going to be targeted a bunch from Mahomes. Good pick by you in our Weekend Warriors League.
I appreciate the kudos. Thank you.
And look, if the likely touchdown had stood, Harbaugh was going for two.
Oh, yeah. He was signaling for two.
He was going for two.
He saw before it was overturned.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
He was going for two.
I'd go for two. Especially on the road.
I'd probably play for overtime.
I'm old school.
Play for overtime there, baby.
Yeah.
Play some extra football.
All right. Got a lot of football to talk about today. We'll be going through the top games. We're going to have our weekend parlay. Are we doing our weekend parlay? Are we reviving that?
The touchdown parlay.
Touchdown parlay.
So explain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We're all just going to go
around. A little different spin on it this year, this season.
Explain.
We're each going to pick a guy who we think is going to score a touchdown and parlay it and win thousands.
No more golf picks, no more parlays that don't put together.
What? I like it.
What's the rationale behind this? I'm fine with it.
The listeners can easily track it. It's easy to follow.
Yeah.
Easy for us to put together.
All right.
And
is it a bigger payout or something?
And we'll all be dialed in. It won't be, did it hit? How many hit? We all know.
I wish we'd have done it yesterday because I would have had Derrick Henry in there.
So we've got our touchdown parlay coming up at 7:45. I mentioned the guest lineup. Don't go anywhere on a football Friday here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.